Excuse the news.
This is a McGill Daily and CKUT news collaboration.
And so now, today on this lovely Valentine's Day, CKUT News will be broadcasting live from the annual Memorial March for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, beginning at 5 p.m. Maya Robin-Ghani, a Montreal-based organizer and writer, is now joining us on the phone to talk about the march tonight. She is the founder of Missing Justice, a solidarity group which organizes popular education events about violence against First Nations women in Quebec. And she is the promotions coordinator at the Centre for Gender Advocacy.
Having me.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. Could you tell us a little bit about what we have upcoming tonight for the march?
Yeah, so the march this year starts at 6 p.m. At Place Emily Gamelin or Barry Square, which is just at Barry Metro at the corner of Barry and St. Catherine. And we're going to be starting out with several speakers and guests, including Buffalo Hat singers, Mo Clark, Anik Siwi, who will both be singing and drumming, will be representation of various organizations, including Stella, Girls Action Foundation, Missing Justice, ourselves, the Women's Shelter in Verdun, Quebec Native Women, Bridget Tolley from Families of Sisters in Spirit, and various others as well. And then we're going to be marching, doing a sort of loop along Saint Laurent and Saint Denis, and ending up not too far from where we started at Place des Arts, and having a few more speakers. Not necessarily divided the way I mentioned some mm-hmm. before. A few more speakers at the end. Closing, and then there will also be hot chocolate served in the second half. So that should be incentive to bundle up and come and sort of stay out for the entire event, because it will be an amazing event, I promise you. I think I just described the basic skeleton of the event, okay. So that's what's happening, yeah.
How many years have the marches been organized?
The march has been organized, it's been being organized since 1991, so it's actually been around much longer than some of you might be familiar with the October 4th annual march as well, which Missing Justice organizes here in Montreal, which actually, the October 4th march is like specifically about honoring Native women, missing and murdered Native women and their families, and drawing attention to that issue. While this and happens every October on the anniversary of Bridget Tolley's mother's death, Bridget Tolley, who will be with us here tonight. Bridget actually founded the October March, whereas the march today was founded, as I said, in 1991 by a group of Native women from Vancouver, actually in response to the sort of police neglect of the case of a murdered Native woman. However, the march was founded with the idea that it's for all women, because so many women of all backgrounds were going missing as well, and still are. However, the march on Valentine's Day tends to still happen with a really large focus on Native women nonetheless, because they're still so disproportionately affected by violence and by the cases of disappearance and murder. So it's been going on for a while. In Montreal here, this is the fifth year that we've observed the February 14th march. But it's been going on for decades since then, and every year there are more and more marches in different parts of the country and so on. So it increases every year, just as the October 4th march does.
What do you think has changed over these years? Do you see people's attitudes changing, and do you see how the media covers it change?
Yeah, I mean, Missing Justice itself, which is a solidarity group based in Montreal, focusing on Quebec and so on, has only been around since 2009. So I can't, like, just in my own experience here since 2009, I would say that, the most tangible changes that I've observed have had to do with media, largely. It probably has to do with what our group does, in part. So, as far as media goes, I would say that in the past, few years alone, I've seen definitely the profile of the issue has definitely been raised across the country, here and across the country. It's definitely been getting more media attention. Definitely is an issue that's on more people's radars, in part because of events that have been organized, in part because of popular education initiatives that have happened both here and across the country. But while the amount of media attention has increased on some level, and while the quality of media coverage has also, in my personal opinion, gone up a little, that's to say that some of the media coverage, not all, is definitely less about perpetuating completely harmful stereotypes all the time, without any real understanding of women in question's humanity, especially when it comes to Native women. There's still a lot of work to be done on media coverage tip, especially non-alternative, like corporate media, because there's still a huge lack of analysis around why the issues actually exist. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that most corporate media are generally in bed with government, and government, police, so education systems, so on, are all like a huge part of facilitating this issue. It's deeply systemic. So, there's been a lot of progress. There's been a lot of attitudes changed, there's no doubt. However, there's still a lot of work to be done because I have conversations all the time with people who still have never even heard of the fact that this is even an issue. Native women go missing? I've never heard of that before. Things like that. Why are you having a march? Why are you having a march for missing and murdered women? There's plenty of men that go missing too. People just don't actually understand that. They don't. It's hard for people still to grasp that the violence is so rampant, so disproportionate, and so targeted at certain parts of the population here. Our group has tried to combat that in many ways, partly through organizing marches and speaking events, but also through organizing teach-ins in universities and so on, and trying to actually figure out most recently if curriculum change in high schools is at all possible, because we feel like education is a huge key to changing things as well.
Yes, I also wanted to ask you a little bit about, what do you want to see come out of today's march? Like, anything in particular in this time of the year? I know that some people are trying to push forth another inquiry. Like, what do you want to see come out of the march? Like, how do you want to see people change?
The primary purpose of these marches, first and foremost, the purpose is to honor the lives of all the missing and murdered women and girls, draw attention to the fact that, the fact that many of these cases are still unresolved, that we're talking about human lives here, just keeping it on that basic level. But of course, we also, the purpose of the march is also always to sort of echo the demands of all the organizations, families, activists, and so on, who are, more directly affected than our solidarity group is. Requests for a public inquiry is part of that. There are all kinds of opinions out there about whether or not that will ever happen, about whether or not that will make the desired difference. But nonetheless, I mean, we think that attention to the issue in the form of a public inquiry would definitely draw needed attention, and hopefully result in resolution of many of these cases. So that's definitely something we'd like to see come out of it, no doubt. I mean, the United Nations has been putting pressure on Canada, even in the last couple of years, to allow an investigation on their level, and even that, you know, that hasn't happened. There's pressure on many levels for actually various levels of investigation, which still Canada is not really allowing to occur. So, I mean, yes, that's definitely one of the things we'd like to see come out of it. We also, of course, are always trying to attract better quality media attention and lots of it. But also, very importantly, every time we organize one of these marches, we try and, like I mentioned before, just really sort of take up space and raise the profile of the issue. So we'll be handing out educational flyers and talking to people in the street, and just trying in general to engage with the public.